From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama is in Laos, the first American president to visit that landlocked Southeast Asian nation for summits of Southeast Asian and East Asian countries. He met earlier with his Lao counterpart. Monday, Mr. Obama told reporters he hopes to improve relations with Vientiane by helping resolve the unexploded ordnance issue.
And my expectation is that in our meetings over the course of several days, that we'll be able to provide some really concrete assistance that ensures that innocent kids who are running through a field, or a farmer that's trying to clear a field, or a business that's trying to get set up, that they're not endangered by the possibility of an explosion.
The U.S. has pledged $90 million for the program. Meanwhile, he will also deliver a speech on Asia policy, in which he is expected to urge congressional approval of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact.
And I have yet to hear a persuasive argument from the left or the right as to why we wouldn't want to create a trade framework that raises labor standards, raises environmental standards, protects intellectual property, levels the playing field for U.S. businesses, brings down tariffs. It is indisputable that it would create a better deal for us than the status quo.
The TPP is opposed by both U.S. major party presidential nominees. The Italian Coast Guard Monday said rescuers recovered the bodies of 15 migrants in search and rescue operations, which also saved 2,700 lives off the Libyan coast. At least 23 people were killed in a weekend blaze at a prison near Ethiopia's capital. The fire erupted at the prison, which holds many of those arrested in a crackdown on